In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. You know, you never gave me anything. I did everything you asked me to do. I did your chores. I never said no. I always did whatever you wanted to, and you never gave me a party. And your son who comes home who took everything you did. Sounds familiar? Today's lesson, or today's gospel reading, really talks about all three of these people, not just one. Yes, I know it talks about forgiveness, but it talks about all three of these people. It talks about how the older brother, the number one brother, the number one son, wasn't very happy to see his brother. In fact, he was a little bit mad at the fact that he came home. And his father threw a party for him, and was celebrating the fact that he had come home after he had taken everything his father gave him and wasted it. So it's trying to understand, why did the older brother feel that way? I know those of us who have children, and when they were children, they tended to be a little bit like that. Why and how come this, and I didn't get that, and he got this, or she got that, and very familiar story. I think it's a very poignant topic today, because it really hasn't changed in all of those years. And then we have the brother who wasted his wealth and all of his father's belongings, and he came back. And he found it somewhere within his heart. He needed to swallow his pride. He needed to admit to the fact he did something wrong, which is not easy to do, and he needed to be humble. And he finally came to that realization when he was in the darkest place of his life, when he was eating the same food that the pigs were eating. And he said, this isn't right. I can't do this. What I did was wrong. I know it doesn't say all of this, but what I did was wrong, and I need to go back. And I need to say, I'm sorry, and ask for forgiveness. And he did. And he went back and he asked for forgiveness. Something that is a very, very difficult thing for all of us to do. And then there's the father. And what did the father do? The father didn't scream or yell at the older brother because he was railing at him about, why in the world would you have a party for a son who went and did all of this wrong, bad stuff? Instead, he became the father. Just as our Father in heaven asks us and directs us when we get indignant about things to calm down and to really understand what is the real reason for the party and what is the real situation. And the father did two things. One, he talked to the older brother and he said, your brother was lost and he's come back. Your brother was dead and he's alive. And he didn't say anything else, and we don't know what else was transpired, but that's why he celebrated that. Not for the fact that he came back and, yes, he wasted everything, because his lost son, his missing son, his son where he wasn't sure where he was at, came back and was now part of the family. And he said to his son, he welcomed him, and he threw him this wonderful party and killed the fatted calf. So all three of these figures play an important part in today's understanding of how we are to prepare for great and holy Lent in a couple of weeks. I've said it before and I'll continue to say it. These are our packing Sundays. We're going on a journey, folks. It's a spiritual journey. It's one that we have complete control over. And it's one that the Father in this story and our Father, Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, is asking us, don't be lost. Don't be dead during this wonderful and spiritual time of Great Lent, but come and be alive and be present and allow the Spirit of the church and the Spirit of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to touch every one of your hearts and to fulfill you with His love and His glory. Yes, I understand. We have a lot of services that go on through Lent, and I know that you all can't make it. But I want to always, and I try to challenge you every year, is try to at least to make one Friday night service. Try to make at least one pre-sanctified service on Wednesday night. Try to make at least one comp line service. And if you tell me after you've done that one that you're not thinking about coming back for more, I don't know if I'm going to believe you. They're beautiful services. They are prayers that touch our hearts, that allow us to introspectively look at ourselves and to heed the words of not only the Father in this story today. He was dead and He is alive. He was missing and He's here. But they resonate the words of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ to allow us to grow spiritually and to partake of what the church so willingly offers to every single one of us. Today's story was probably much of what happens in our families. Argue about this, don't agree about that. We got to come back together. We need to say we're sorry. We need to mean we say we're sorry. But we need to remember, ultimately, there's someone who guides the family. And this, it was the Father who received this son. Oh, received him with open arms and didn't know what to do. He was beyond himself. By the hand, I know it doesn't say that, but took him by the hand and said, we must be happy that he's here. Because now he was back with our family. And that's really what it's all about. It's about doing the best we can to be fathers and mothers to our children and to make sure that when they get aggravated at the goofy things that they get aggravated about, to bring calm into their life through what we learn from the church and allow them to grow within the Spirit of God. Amen.